Sustaining It Live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Hello, Rita. Come in.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. Now, are we talking election stuff or are we talking wider environmental?
No, I feel like everyone might be electioned out, but I will do a last little push for thinking about the environment when you do go and elect your chosen representative. I know things seem expensive now, but they'll get a lot more expensive if the environment's fucking
gets
out.
Gets worse, yeah, true.
Yep.
Makes sense.
No, I thought we'd talk about the next topic that you talk about with people, which is the weather.
Okay.
So, not totally sustainability, but I guess what this is kind of like the climate impacts on some of the natural cycles we have. So, at the moment, we have some pretty wild weather out there, and there's lots of talk of El Nino and La Nina, and even I, who studied this, started going, well, hang on a second, the weather's not really doing what it's supposed to even in El Nino and La Nina. So I thought I'd talk about that and just sort of clarify what's supposed to happen during El Nino and what we've had in the last few years, which is La Nina. So I don't know if the listeners, there'll be some out there that do know, but in a nutshell, if you think about it, this is the easiest way to think about it. La Nina is what we usually get, so the world's trade winds working how they normally would, but stronger. So the trade winds from South America, so from east flowing west. And that does a whole lot of things, like it allows for cold water to well up in South America, warm water to be pushed over to the middle of the Pacific. In La Nina, it's stronger, so the warm water gets pushed even further over to Australia, and with that comes a whole lot of things like warmer sea temperatures and air temperatures and yada yada. So that's why we had that fantastic summer in 2020 and then again in 2021. And then what we saw is a weakening back to kind of normal, and then we started seeing El Nino kick in, which is the opposite. So the trade winds start moving the trade winds either slow completely or start reversing. So in a strong El Nino year, you get the opposite. So that's what we're going into now. Yay! So what it means for us is that we tend to have southwesterly winds over summer. So if you think about summer normally, the classic summer is that we get those northeasterly warm winds that we all love, and that brings nice warm weather. What we're going to see this summer is the southwesterly winds. So southwesterly winds tend to be stronger, and they tend to be cold because they come from the south. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is it. Now, the other thing that happens usually is that you tend to get any water hitting the western mountains and then being quite dry in the east. So that tends to be what's happening. And so technically, El Nino is usually a little bit drier for most of the country, but... And this is where it's interesting. What we're seeing is normally in El Nino, the water around us gets quite cold. It gets colder because the trade winds have changed direction. But this year, what they're seeing is that the ocean temperatures are still well above normal. So we're now starting to see some classic cycles not act the way they are. And I guess that means that... the predictions and the modelling that we have potentially isn't working as well. And that's my opinion as to why we're not seeing it's sunny this weekend and then it's not. But for certain, we're seeing the water around us warmer and that's not supposed to happen. So then all of a sudden they're saying that it means that we're going to have... potentially a wetter than normal El Nino as well. So NIWA is just about to come out with their forecast for the summer, so we'll just keep an eye on that.
I feel like it's one of those things where they're like, this is probably going to happen, but who knows, because there's just so much crazy shit happening at the moment.
Yeah, that's it really. I guess like, I mean, we for a start, El Nino and La Nina are based on kind of like some cycles that we've seen, you know, that they've seen in the past. It's only based on data since like 1930. So, you know, it's not particularly solid data anyway in terms of, and I was reading that it's only accounts for about, they reckon only about a 25% change of weather. But I don't know. I mean, I still remember the 2020 summer being quite a nice one and quite a long one. So,
what does your gut tell you this year, Rita? Because we're going to make a prediction for summer 22. No, we're 23 now. 23, 24.
Yeah, 23, 24.
Long hot, I mean, or just more rain?
I reckon more rain.
Yeah, it's not going to stop, is it?
Yeah, one of the things I was reading is that what's happening is because the water around us is warmer, it's evaporating faster, and we're getting that water dumped on us. So, and same from the tropics, right? If it's hotter up there and then the water's hotter, then all that moisture goes into the atmosphere, and then, man, it feels like the entire lot of it is being dropped on us. But if you didn't see in the newspaper by June, we had had our annual rainfall. So we were only halfway through the year and we've had our annual rainfall. So I'm interested to see what that data looks like now because it hasn't let up much.
What can we do here in New Zealand?
What can we realistically do? Now is the time to be voting for some climate action. And for those that go, other countries need to do it first. Remember, if we were to divvy up the climate footprint by person on Earth, New Zealanders use on average 3 times more than our fair allocation. So,
is this thanks to what we export, though? Is this, you know, like as far as food production and stuff?
No, that's not. That's purely our way of life, our high income, you know, lifestyle. And it's interesting, you know, I've got some kids and trying to get them to, you know, I'm cold, like put on a jumper, you know, like before. And it's just like stuff that we were told when we were kids. I mean, there's no way my mum would have put on the heater unless, you know, there was an Arctic blast coming through. And now it's like we've got a heat pump and just trying to get them to understand that we can't turn that on all the time. Like, put on the jumper first.
No
like,
shorts and T-shirt.
Cold, you're wearing
all year.
Shorts and a T-shirt. What's that?
Yeah, no shorts and T-shirt all year.
Yeah, totally. It's quite funny. So, yeah, I think we've just got higher expectations of our lifestyles, you know, every generation. And you know, seeing it firsthand is quite interesting because it's like the expectations of what, you know, their friends get and stuff is hard. But, yeah, it is. Think global, act local is probably the best thing. And now's a good time to be thinking about it when you vote because this wild weather will get crazier, get harder to predict. More energy in the atmosphere means more rain.
Crazy weather. Okay,
more crazy weather.
We said we weren't going to do it, but just have a look at all those environmental policies before you vote. Every single party should have one, so.
Exactly. Right, you have a good week.
All right, Rita. Hey, thank you so much for sustaining alive this week. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a fortnight's time when we have a new government.
We have a
new government on the 14th. Yep, we'll have a new government because it'll be this.
Unless we get some sort of weird 16th. Situation where they all start negotiating for weeks on end. Didn't Germany have that? Somewhere had that, I think. Mm. And it took like 3 months for them to negotiate.
It won't happen. It won't take you that long here in New Zealand.
No. But we just sure there'll be some drama though. Yep. Awesome.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.